Chapter 3. The Lost Herd. Once upon a time, in the dying land of Equestria.
And good night, fillies and gentle colts. This is Lonesome Pony speaking, and you're tuned to Radio 52. All the news you need to hear about the Big 52 and nothing else. Well, almost nothing. In fact, it seems that now the biggest radio station in Equestria is broadcasting through all of the wasteland. Some saint went down to Philadelphia on behalf of DJ Pony and bucked the transmitter till it worked again. So, hooray for those guys down at Ten Pony Tower. They took over the world.
A boisterous music played for a few seconds.
back to work. News, news, news. What do we have? Oh, right. Hey, my little ponies. Are you afraid of ghosts? You should. Do you remember the story of the carnival? Don't worry if you don't. Good old LP is going to give you the quicker recap for those who didn't do their homework. Far away on the north end of the Big 52, there's a solitary barn. The Red Trotters call it the Carnival. It's a cursed relic from a long-lost age, but, unlike a lot of its siblings, it never went to sleep. So, once a year since my grandpappy could remember, a ghost leaves the building and lurks in the hills nearby, inviting every pony to its party and looking for company. When the next morning comes, a foal is gone. No matter what, no pony ever returns. Approaching the carnival was near suicide thanks to those state-of-the-art laser turrets that defended the damn place. But, if you did succeed in getting close enough without being shot to hell, you could hear music coming from the cursed barn. All day, and all night. Just like a permanent party of horrors. Well, my little ponies, it seems that somebody just yelled, "I ain't afraid of no ghosts," rushed inside the barn with the party in full swing, and blew the damn roof off the whole place. Quite literally. No more full napping ghosts for the Red Trotters. Now, I tried to gather some information from this benefactor, but what I got was a bit messy. Apparently, it's some kind of ghost itself. A foal wearing a yellow rat suit and rising from death in a pink cloud. Well, yellow ghost, nice work. One problem solved, 999 to go. Oh, did I forget to mention the fact that this year's victim made it home safely? Well, Celestia, bless our souls. And now, back to some good old Pony Marcus.
I can see that Lone Star from 1,000 miles away, calling me back home, though I ventured far astray. When I see that beacon shining for me all alone.
Day 4. Time? Approximately 11:30 p.m. Location? Salt Cube Flats, Big 52, North Branch. Puppy trotted along Route 52, heading south. The big city had grown from a silhouette on the horizon into a large, sprawling mass just a few kilometers in front of her. The foal tried all day long, and now that the light was fading into darkness, the filly's eyes turned bright pink, shining in the night while she walked down the road. Without the daylight, it was possible to see a green glow around the dome of Salt Cube City, while the bigger skyscrapers of downtown were lit with some more sparse fires. The largest part of the city simply faded into the darkness of an ever-clouded night sky. Around midnight, the filly in yellow spotted a small caravan coming in her direction from the south. There were half a dozen ponies with them, and they also had some strange two-headed cows with them. Puppy sat down in surprise and waited for them to draw near. Obviously, the caravan guards spotted the foal quite soon, mostly because she was the light source sitting by herself in the middle of the road. Needless to say, the guards were already on edge. A large buck wearing a light combat battle saddle mumbled to another, "What do you think? Could it be that ghost from the news?" The leader of the guards, an earth pony mare with a big revolver, shrugged, raising a hoof as she made the caravan stop.
"I don't know. But I ain't taking any chances. Let's move. Two of you on the sides, two here. I'm trying a diplomatic approach. Cover me or forget your pay."
Two of the guards detached from the caravan and left the route, circling Puppy Smiles, one on each side. In the meantime, the leader ran ahead while the caravan with the two remaining guards kept their distance. The sight of the filly was quite an eerie one. The small yellow silhouette with a glowing pink light coming from the glassy helmet was already a perfectly valid argument in favor of opening fire. The chief of the guards approached the creature with caution, hoping that the other two guards were fast enough with the trigger in case of complications.
Hi, I'm Puppy Smiles.
The foal raised a hoof, waving it to the guard leader. Well, at least it didn't seem hostile. In the Wasteland Survival Guide, there's a sentence that dwarfs all the others when it comes to the sheer number of times it's iterated. Better safe than sorry. Not seeming hostile does not mean safe.
Okay now, don't move, and tell me what you are, and why I shouldn't transform you into fertilizer.
Pretty Pony is funny. I'm not Fertilizer. I'm Puppy Smiles. What's your name?
The guard leader hesitated for a moment. Was this foal simply retarded, or was it all for some kind of well-schemed trap?